Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. The Pierre family heads to the front yard of their Boston home to admire the new car mom bought. While the family's distracted, 4-year-old Ivan wanders away, spurring a frantic search of the neighborhood. A neighbor discovers the little boy on the side of the road, bruised and bleeding. Surveillance video shows he was hit by a car that drove off. Ivan is rushed to the hospital, but the little boy dies.
Nancy, investigation into the crash relied heavily on tips from the public. After a car and potential driver were identified, police try to speak with Olgin's Joseph, but he refuses to submit to questioning and tries to conceal his identity from cops. After they issue a warrant for his arrest, Joseph ultimately turns himself in, but maintains his innocence.
Olgin's Joseph, 30, pleads not guilty to vehicular homicide, now held on $15,000 bond. An 11-year-old girl texts Florida cops to report a man driving a van kidnapped her friend, and she's following him in a Jeep. The girl gives police a fake license plate number and continues to give directions over text for an hour and a half before cops determine the report is a hoax. Cops find her address, of course, and speak with her at home when she tells cops the false report was part of a TikTok challenge and she thought it would be funny. It's a little less funny when the girl learns she's arrested on false reporting and misusing 911. Now the challenge will be getting out of juvie jail. Put that on your TikTok. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in New York as prosecutors announced that a 17-year-old has been charged with hate crime murder after a stabbing that occurred after taunting and a fight over a group of men dancing to Beyonce as they filled up their car. With the latest, Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez, prosecutors found that O'Shea Sibley's death was caused by prejudice towards Black people and LGBTQ people. Sibley and his friends were dancing to music at a gas pump at a Brooklyn gas station when another group started insulting them. This started a series of events that led to Sibley's death on July 29th. The two groups were captured on security camera footage, arguing for several minutes. One of the individuals who had stayed behind to record on his phone was challenged by Sibley and a friend after all the others had left. 28-year-old Sibley was seen in the video following that individual and lunging at him before they both left the camera's field of view. Sibley appeared briefly, checked his side, and then fell to the sidewalk.
Sibley's funeral was held in a historic opera house in his hometown of Philadelphia, with about 200 mourners in attendance. His death has sparked a flood of eulogies from public figures and celebrities, including Beyonce and director Spike Lee. Also in Pennsylvania at this hour, prosecutors have announced that a suburban Philadelphia woman accused of killing her parents with a gun and then dismembering their bodies with a chainsaw will not get the death penalty. 44-year-old Verity Beck of Abington, Pennsylvania, was arraigned and entered a not guilty plea to two counts of first and third degree murder, corpse abuse, and possession of a handgun and chainsaw, among other charges. She will remain in jail without bond until her February trial. A motive for the killings has not been made public. Beck's public defender, James P. Lyons, merely stated that, quote, "We do intend to vigorously defend this case." Now to New Mexico, where court officials say the woman who managed the use of guns on the movie set where Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer has entered a not guilty plea to involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to officials, movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed waived her right to be arraigned on the accusations related to the shooting of cinematographer Halna Hutchins in 2021 on the set of the Western film Rust. Initially, a trial was set for December by a state district court. Gutierrez Reed's defense lawyer has characterized the shooting as a tragic accident and says the firearms expert did not do anything wrong. Meanwhile, the prosecution asserts that Gutierrez Reed handled weapons and ammunition carelessly while working on the scene. David Halls, the Rust safety coordinator and assistant director, pleaded not guilty to a charge of careless handling of a firearm and was given a suspended 6-month probationary term.
Prosecutors dropped charges against Baldwin in April. The 65-year-old actor and producer was pointing a gun at Hutchins when it went off, killing her and injuring director Joel Souza.
Mark Hemmabaugh tells his mom he's riding his bike to watch firefighters put out a house fire about a block away from his New Jersey home, but the 11-year-old boy never returns. After Mark's mom reports him missing, police find footprints in his left shoe on the beach, but no sign of Mark. Months later, a man tells police his coworker, Thomas Budkovage, showed him a graphic video of a gagged and handcuffed boy he believes was Mark. When he asked Budkovage what it was, he replied it was Mark and he had kidnapped and disposed of him and several other children. Middle Township PD searched Budkovage's home, find no evidence linking him to Mark or any other child's disappearance. Mark Himmelbaugh, now missing over 30 years. If you have info, call Middle Township PD 609-463-8700. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.